that good love slip on by. You know I'm talking about you and I. 'Cause dream, dream, dreams, dreams are hard to find. Yeah, dreams are hard to find. You're teasing, it just ain't fair. Start to please, honey, I'll be there. I've seen bad times, I felt my pain, but now I'm ready to begin again. 'Cause dream, dream, dreams, dreams are hard to find. Dreams are hard to find.
And then Bobby smashes his instruments.
And that's this one.
No, he's not going to pull up Pete Townsend on us. That was awesome. Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you.
Bobby Ledger Project right here, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Today we're celebrating Morgan Huke. We're going to play something from Summer Mac, who's right here. Not right now. I'm going to play one of, I'm sure this is one. I know he was a big Roger McGuinn fan. And actually, Kenny Hyland was recently telling me. Can you hear us okay, Summer?
Yep.
I was talking with Kenny Hyland recently. He was even talking about maybe we'd get some bands together and do a charity for Alzheimer's.
Oh, that's great. They do that. So, Kathleen Stewart, a friend of mine who works at Kindred, or she used to, does that. I believe the color is purple for Alzheimer's, isn't it?
I don't know.
Alzheimer's patients are wonderful to work with.
I thought purple was AIDS.
You have to be a real special person to work with somebody with Alzheimer's. I was more in a rehab floor with people coming in with cancer and...
What hospital was that?
Ledgewood, Kindred in Beverly, Mass, and then a place called Denmar.
Rockport. Were you a nurse there?
Certified nursing assistant. Awesome. I got a couple of awards up that way for the whole Northeast District. You're on your feet all the time taking care of people. But Morgan actually stayed at one of those places, Denmar, and there was a social worker there, Allison Rubenstein, who was really understanding about what Morgan was going through.
Mm-hmm.
And he could talk openly to her. And they became big helpers in Morgan getting better and getting out of there and going back into his apartment and things like that.
Right. Yeah, like speaking to Kenny Hyland the other night, I was at a show with him, and he brought this up to me, like he thought I'd be a good guy to help get it together, you know, and even have my band do something stupid at it. But he visited Morgan, like, you know, I guess it must have been like the last days or something. Like he said he wasn't sure how much Morgan was aware of things, but he was talking about Roger McGuinn, almost like he was in the room. And I was like, he just must have been a really big Roger McGuinn fan.
A lot of amazing things happen when somebody is crossing over.
Yeah, maybe he was looking at Roger McGuinn, and
I have no idea.
But Roger's still alive, isn't he? Roger McGuinn from the Birds, yeah.
I was surprised to hear that Mighty Sam McLean had died. I had heard from him
Who now?
Mighty Sam McLean. He was a great friend of Morgan's.
Oh, okay.
Another musician in the Boston area that I believe came from New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
If
did,
I'm
did
not
he
mistaken.
Record anything? Do you think we have anything by him?
I do. Absolutely, you
think
do.
We? Oh, okay, we'll look for some.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the music. Here's something that Morgan would have loved. I'm not even sure what version this is, but it's a long version of Turn, which is probably the most well-known song. But I don't think we've heard this version, unless it's like the studio version and then 6 minutes of dead air. But I'll jump in if that happens. Let's check out what we have here. Anyways, I like this. This is, you know, I like surprises myself.
Yes, surprises know? Are always good, right?
Program directors don't like that, but
No, they don't.
I found that out the hard way on commercial radio.
Come on,
I was trying to surprise you, boss.
Yeah, that's why we're the workers.
Rolled up in one.
Don't mess with the boss.
Well, now I don't have a boss.
You're like all rolled up into one. You are the boss.
Yeah, right,
and
right.
And the program
right.
director.
Right.
And the announcer.
Yeah, if you don't like it, I'll take my show somewhere
sounds
else.
Like
thank
every
you.
Woman
There's
I know.
Been offers, yes.
That sounds like every woman I know.
The Birds on MFO. Hey, you want to talk about Morgan?
WMFO.
855-915-9636. And even if you don't know Morgan, you know, hey, we can talk about me. Ah, no. My favorite subject, right?
Turn, turn, there is a season, turn, turn. Oh, Glad you liked that one. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Shadow in the city, all around people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city, all around people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Welcome back.
1.5 WMFO in Medford with a great Kenny Hyland there with one of his many bands. That one, the great Gizmos there. John Sebastian before that with Welcome Back and with a Lovin' Spoonful, Summer in the City. Birds Turn, a medley there, Turn. 8 Miles High and you know the rest. Have a request? 855-915-9636. We'll hear something from Summer Mac in a little bit, huh? Well, off your CD. Let me put you up. What's up?
Funny story about that song, Friend. So, Morgan and I were coming back from the Middle East one day, and they were great supporters of Morgan, along with the Rumline and Lat 43, Johnny D's, and the Dog Bar, and the Regent Theater, and just tons of people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I brought him to Ed and I's studio. And I said, Morgan, you want to hear some of our music? And he said, yeah. And he sat down. And after we were done playing.
I'll cue it up. We'll do it next since we're talking about it. Go ahead, though.
And Morgan was sitting on the couch. And he asked Ed a question. And I wasn't aware of the conversation. And Ed turned to him and said, Lisa and I don't write anything down.
Mm.
And, you know, I told you Morgan always had a pen in his hand.
Right.
And so he listened to our music and was just blown away. And that's one of the cards I found. Don't ever give up on your music. You and Ed should keep going.
Mm.
So music helps everybody. It helps depression. It helps special needs kids.
Right. So Morgan, love this song, Friend?
Yeah, love this song. And it's about to... all my proceeds, Brian, they go to Hawk in Salem. It's an organization for women and children that are in a battered... relationship and
Hawk?
They can't get out.
What does that stand for?
Help for Abused Women and Children.
Okay.
So I don't make any money off of my music.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. That's very
3%, I think, goes back into the studio.
Right.
But and he fell in love with Ed and I, and he had seen me in a different light. So he called us the Scribes.
The Scribes. That's a good name for a band.
I know.
I like it. Well, let's hear Friend. Summer Mac here on MFO.
One, two, three, go. I've got an ego. It won't let me go. What am I gonna do? A, B, C, D. Paranoia's killing me. I'm dying on me aching feet. What a way to go. Roll up, roll up. People always stroll up. So why don't you grow up? No, thank you. Big cat, small cat. Some cats are fat cats. Those cats are bad cats. What we gonna do? There's an awful lot of people in the world today. There's an awful lot of trouble on the streets these days. And it doesn't seem to matter what you do or say. If a change is gonna happen, gotta help it on its way. A change's gotta come before too long, I know. A piece has gotta come and I could be wrong, I know. But I just don't know what I can do. You don't trust me and I don't trust you. I bet you wish you did and I know I do. Why have you got secrets? Cause I know you have. If you've got something to hide then it must be bad. A change has gotta come before too long, I know. Gotta come and I could be wrong, I know. But I just don't know what I can do. Can do.
In case of sonic attack on your district, follow these rules. If you are making love, it is imperative to bring all bodies to orgasm simultaneously. Do not waste time blocking your ears. Do not waste time seeking a soundproof shelter. Try to get as far away from the sonic source as possible. Use your wheels, it is what they are for. Do not attempt to use your own wheels. If no wheels are available, metal, not organic limbs, should be employed whenever practical. Remember, in the case of sonic attack, survival means every man for himself.
Himself!
Statistically, more people survive thinking only of themselves. Do not attempt to rescue friends, relatives, loved ones. You have only a few seconds left to escape. Use those seconds sensibly or you will inevitably die! Don't panic. Think only of yourself. Think only of yourself. On the first signs of sonic attack, you will notice small objects such as organs oscillating. You will hear a distant hissing in your ears. You will feel dizzy. You will have difficulty focusing. There will be an ache from the part of the creature. You may be subject to hits, but the smell will shrink. If you are less than 10 years old, remain in the shelters and use your gun.
And remember, you can help, no one loves.
No one loves.
You can help, no one loves.
You can help, no one.
Yeah. Wonder what happened to that band. I thought they were going to be big. The Hives.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was their big song. Like, I don't know, what was that, mid-90s? I thought it was really cool. Hate to Say I Told You So live there. Before that, around the same time, this band was getting kind of big. The Vines. That was Out of the Way. Hawkwind. Before that, Sonic Attack. Not really a song. I don't know what he was talking about, but it was short enough. We let it go. Zounds. Before that, Can't Cheat Karma. Summer Mac in there with Friend. Gizmos, We're Gonna Rumble. And Bobby Ledger says he's itching to do a couple more songs for us. What do you got, Bobby?
Well, I got one from my Imaginary Dreams CD. It's coming out very shortly.
Can't wait.
It's called Will You Miss Me When I Go. Everybody yell at once.
I will, Bobby. Who am I kidding? I'll go first.
Why'd you treat me so bad? You know my time ain't long. Might not be back this way again. There's just one thing I got to know. Will you miss me when I go? I'm a rolling stone, can't find no rest. I'm a rolling stone, I can't find no rest. There's just one thing I want to know. Will you miss me when I go? Yes, I remember it well. I never forget. I'm a rolling stone, I can't find no rest. Well, I'm a rolling stone, I can't find no rest. There's just one thing I want to know. Will you miss me when I go? Yeah. This one, about a dear John letter.
Rock God, my hero.
Call, that letter. Those lonely days, restless nights, I'm all alone, this just ain't right. Hurt. I don't want to hear him now. words of love you seldom said. I hear them now, they fill up my head. Oh, that letter. All those things that you had to say, words that hurt, I don't want to hear them now. That letter. Oh, that letter. Oh,
woo!
The Bobby Ledger Project. That's awesome, Bobby. I think we might have a call. MFO, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, this is Holly Harris calling.
Oh, hi, Holly.
Everyone's happy to hear you.
Happy to hear you, too. So excited that things are going well and Bobby's sounding great. And how's it going down there so far in general?
Oh, here at the station?
Yeah.
Awesome. The show's getting down to the end here. We got 10 more minutes, but always a great time here at MFO, and we love to pay tribute to Morgan Hugh.
Everything's both hunky and dory at the same time.
Right.
Oh, I miss Morgan, our Morgan. And, you know, we had that wonderful tribute for him that Summer helped organize there up on the North Shore.
I didn't know about that one. Was it a show?
Which one was that? Oh, that was at the Elks in
Gloucester. It was a Halloween party and at the back shore of Gloucester. And James Montgomery came by for that.
Yes.
And, it was really special, and he was such a special, special man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I missed that one, but like I said, Kenny Hyland and I are like, we're going to do something else, you know? And I'm like, you know, sometime within the year, he's like, no rush. Alzheimer's will always be there. I mean, I hope it isn't always there, but that's what we're going to try and stop, I guess, you
know?
Well,
I think a lot of the musicians paid tribute to him while he was living, so.
Right.
And Holly, we put that show together in 2 weeks.
Was he still alive when you did it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was very much alive. He had, I don't know if he had just been diagnosed, but he had recently come out to tell people what was happening. And he was there, and I've got pictures of that, actually. And he was just in great spirits for that. And he was just so rooted in Gloucester and so rooted at WMFO. Those were two anchors in his life.
Right. We loved him.
Yeah. Now, how long have you known him, Holly?
Well, I knew him for years because I was at WMFO. That's where I first started out. I have such fondness for the station. And I was, on MFO for about 10 years. And toward the end, middle of the end, Morgan came, and he was like a permanent resident, and he did shows, and he was...
He became one of like the cast members of my show.
He was here every week,
you know, like he was like I was paying him or something, but it wasn't. He helped out a lot. Yeah,
he was great. And then I'd see him, you know, around town, you know, use the show name. I'd see him around town, and he'd be in this beautiful, understated way, just come over with a big smile,
right,
and kind of just hug you and stand there and tell you what was going on. And he had his ear to the ground. I mean, he knew so much about music, and he just was so humble about it. And then he did all those great shows, you know, in Gloucester and in the summer, and he just was so beautiful. And he is sorely missed. He was his own little special, you know, entity, little angel, you
well
know?
And in a way, I mean, his spirit will live on right here, you know.
Definitely. I'm sure you have some pictures of them. But
right.
If not, I can make a couple pictures up of the things I have and just, you know, you can put them up at the station.
Well, I'd love to see them. Yeah, and if, like, you post stuff on Facebook, post them to a Crash Course for the Ravers page.
A Crash Course for the Ravers, yeah.
That's this show, and he was like a member of the cast for like a year and a half, you know, towards
absolutely
the end.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I kind of know where they are, so I will refund them.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Holly.
There's a guitar here, Holly. When you come in and sign it, we're going to leave it here. James Montgomery, God bless him, Hiram, what he did for Morgan and Ben Swagner's disease. So we did find a cure, and we did do it, and it was an exhausting time. And James Montgomery came through, as well as all those Chipperini and Fly Amaro. You could probably name them more than I could. I was exhausted.
The mayor of Gloucester came that evening to the rum line to pay tribute.
How about that, huh?
That's great.
At the Elks, you mean?
No, she actually came to the rum line either after that.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Before, you're right. It was a different. It was right around that time, but she came to the rum line, and she was very, very supportive of all his work. But Summer, you've done enormous amounts for him too. You've always just come through with a lot of love for him.
Well, you know, being in the school system, in the medical field, you have to have a lot of compassion, and I think a lot of times people don't understand that. When they see me out and about, they just think I'm happy-go-lucky. So, but it was a pleasure taking care of him. I mean, I just found out myself, so it's sad. He was young, but keep it upbeat today, right, Holly? He would want us to play music and promote stuff. And
yeah, we're happy and having fond memories of him here.
Well, good, you guys. Well, listen, I know you're winded down. I'm going to let you say your goodbyes. And thank you for having me on here. And you're doing great work. We got to get, you know, the message across that how, you know, musicians and music and people, and we all support each other. That's
you're
exactly
the best, key. Holly.
Well, thanks for the call, Holly. You got to stop in and visit us sometime.
How about a song?
You got a request?
Oh, I was going to think, the dead air was Summer. You don't, nobody wants me singing. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Oh, me either.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm on the air tonight from 8 to 10 on my own little WUMB, Spinning the Blues.
Yeah.
And I'll say something about Morgan.
Awesome.
I don't care. Anything that has some really nice melodies to it, you know, either B.B. King or anything blues or anything that Summer picks out, I'm good with.
Yahoo. Thank
okay.
you, Holly.
I'll think of that. I got a quick John Lennon one. He's going to rip it up for you right here. But
perfect. Well, thank you, guys.
Okay, thank you very much for calling in, Holly. And, hey, I'll listen to your show tonight.
Yeah, me too.
Fantastic, Holly.
Mention
thanks,
you tell us exactly what your show is, what time, how to get it, and
my show. Right,
but you got to plug my show while you're at yours.
Okay, so tell me exactly what you want me to say.
About your show?
No, about yours.
Oh, 91.5 WMFO, a crash course for the Ravers, 1 to 4 Saturdays.
It's 1 to 4. I wasn't sure if it was 1:30 or 1. Fabulous. I will so do that. And mine is 8 to 10 now on WUMB, either 91.9 or, you know, on WUMB.org. And it's just all blues.
Great, thank you.
In the blues. You're welcome. Have a great afternoon. Bye.
Love
okay,
you, Holly.
Thanks
bye
for the
bye.
Call, Holly. We'll talk soon. I'd like to have you over.
Would love it.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, thanks, Holly. Bye.
Come.
Bye. Just got paid.
Wonderful. She's awesome.
We're going over the 4 o'clock hour. We just had it. We had to get not as, hopefully a lot of people are listening. I wish more people had called in, but